This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2168. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 8th, Alaska, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Austria, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Canada, China, Cuba, Europe, Germany, Indonesia, International Internet, Christmas Island, Korea, South and North, Malaysia, Mali, Mexico, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Romania, Russia, Scotland, Solomon Islands, Sweden, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Stephen Michael Killott forwards the World Christian Broadcasting Newsletter for winter, showing that KNLS Alaska will add another language in January, Korean. So far, they've only been broadcasting in English, Russian, and Chinese. No details yet on the times or frequencies. On December 4th at 1346 UT, Andy Reid in Ontario tells us that Algeria on 17600 is sending out spurs, interfering with China on 17630. About Antarctica and elsewhere, Tony Rogers clarifies my remark last week about the DX guides. He says, a personal site I maintain as a hobby, nothing to do with the British DX Club. It's www.dxguides.info. Two more dates for him to enter now in his compilation of my logs of LRA 36, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB from Esperanza Base, Antarctica, audible only via remotes in Argentina. Saturday, December 3rd, they came on at 15:01 and went off at 16:41, repeating the previous Wednesday broadcast. The following Wednesday, December 7th, they were already on at tune-in 14:57, but dumped off the air early at 15:31. There is a new book called Australia Calling, the ABC Radio Australia Story. It's reviewed by Rob Wagner on his website with some info about how to order it. It may be difficult to get, at least without an extra shipping cost outside of Australia. It's at medxr.blogspot.com. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, there's a two-minute broadcast in English, news and weather, from Radio Austria International, weekdays, at 1150 UT on 13730. Otherwise, it's all in German. Lucio Otavio Bobrovic tells us about the Brazilian pirate Radio Casa. First, he reports on December 3rd, hearing it at 2251 UT with a good signal on 4755. Bad news for the Peruvian nearby. It's located in Amparo, São Paulo State, Brazil. Then on December 6th, he says 4755 is off, but it's now heard on 4000 even and 5900 kilohertz at midnight 45 UT. Mike Cooper forwards an Agence France-Presse story of December 4th via France 24. Burkina Faso suspends French broadcaster RFI as of December 3rd, ordering immediate suspension of RFI, accusing it of putting out a message of intimidation attributed to a terrorist chief. It's the second West African country under military rule after Mali to take the French broadcaster off the airwaves this year. Of course, they're referring to local relays on FM. RFI can certainly still broadcast into those countries on shortwave. Sad news from Canada, first via Andy Reid. Just heard that Mark Cody died on Tuesday, November 29th. That's C-O-A-D-Y. This was followed by many glowing tributes to Mark as a fine person and a respected DXer. He had been undergoing cancer treatment, pancreatic, and also had a heart attack recently and lost his wife to cancer 3 years ago. Among the many comments in the Ontario DX Association and the World of Radio groups, Richard Cuff says, Mark was a genuinely nice guy, a significant contributor to the hobby. I enjoyed meeting him at ODXA conferences years ago. John Filiotti says, wasn't he also quite a cook? Rob Ross replies, yes, he used to be the head chef at ODXA DX Expeditions. He would cook up a huge meal to make sure everyone in attendance was well fed. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard says, The only good thing about Mexico being silent on 6185 is that now CHBC China is in the clear till 10:01 UT, when Voice of Korea in English starts to completely block them. This was heard on December 8th from 0950. That's China Huayi Broadcasting Company. Besides the extremely distorted spurs we continue to hear, sometimes but not always, in the morning from Radio Havana Cuba's 13700 transmitter, and in the afternoon from the 13740 transmitter, obviously the same one, we continue to hear some second harmonics of 5 megahertz frequencies. But these are not accidental, weaker duplicates of the fundamentals, because often the fundamentals are nothing but a just barely audible carrier, while the harmonics are well modulated, obviously mistuned either by accident or deliberately. There are 2 frequencies involved, and December 3rd, around 0700, one switched to the other. Before then, it was on 10080 with RHC in English. And after that, it was in Spanish, presumably Radio Rebelde from 5025, because the harmonic had switched to 10050. This happens on a very irregular, unpredictable basis, not always. And we're still not hearing much of the regular signals we used to have on 5025 or 5040. For example, December 7th at 0204, there it is again, on 10080, RHC in Spanish. And a little later at 0726. On that date, Evil Ivanov says 10080 was being heard with Havana until 1000, switching to Rebelde after that hour until 1125. 10080. Dateline somewhere in Europe, not necessarily the Netherlands. The Free Radio Service Holland's seasonal December broadcast will be Sunday, December 18th, starting at 0852 UT, with Tasteful December Dinner of Music, radio-related program items, mailed from their previous broadcast on October 30th, and Xmas Clocks. This is scheduled to last until 1330 on 7700 and 9335. But there's a possibility 9300 will replace 9335, and a third frequency is 6185. Via Ralph Bender and Manuel Mendez, Atlantic 2000 is on the air Saturday, December 10th, from 09 to 10 UT on 6070 and 9670 via Channel 292 in Germany. And also available as podcasts via their website, radioatlantic2000.free.fr. From the WRMI FB page, 1 December via Alan Rowe, WRMI has begun testing relays of the daily English language program of the Voice of Indonesia for 1 hour at 08 UT on 7780, beamed to Central America, but often well heard in North America, Hawaii, and Oceania. Reception reports most welcome. The relays could be expanded in the future to additional times and frequencies and languages, including Spanish. As expected around here, it was a barely audible carrier, December 4th, so we joined the chorus asking for an earlier hour and not on WRMI's worst frequency. For us anyway, since we're directly off the side of the azimuth. As we're hearing VOI Direct, Ron Howard reports on December 5th, there was an open carrier on 3325, but no audio detected at 1035 UT. He does hear that regional station in Indonesia, RRI Nabiri, on 7289.93. December 5th from 0740 to 0810, the announcer seemingly using certain words over and over again, a long list of some type, a singing station jingle at 0822, past 0833 with a lot of easy listening pop songs, Islamic religious segment at 0853 to 903, and strong jamming started, pulsating noise at 0917. Then on December 8th, a brief check at 0745 with pop songs found them already off the air by next check 0807. International Internet, besides the Portland and New York stations I mentioned last week, with special holiday programming pages, webcasting public radio stations, some more have shown up, such as my X station in Knoxville, Tennessee, WUOT.org. And the station at Harvard University has a very detailed schedule, and December is orgy month for them, WHRB.org. I continue to hear almost every night on 846 kHz, just barely audible carrier, which has to be from Radio Kiribati on Christmas Island, south of Hawaii, even when no other 9 kilohertz splits are audible from transatlantic or transpacific. However, Gary Pence, who uses a remote on the West Coast, says he could detect it into Hawaii as early as 0345 UT, December 4th. That's about half an hour before sunset at Christmas Island. Ron Howard monitors this week's frequencies for Echo of Hope, or VOH, from south to North Korea, the week of December 5th to 11th. 3980, 4880, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100 kHz. Its sibling station, Voice of the People, did not make any frequency changes this week. The third one, with only one frequency, Voice of Freedom, had been on 5920, December 5th at 11:30, with some pulsating tones, not jamming, he says. However, on December 7th, Voice of Freedom was back on the alternate frequency of 6045. And he says, for the first time ever, good reception, since the super jamming from North Korea was still on 5920. There was a single tone and ID at 0900. However, on December 8th, Ron Howard says, a quick check of 6045 at 0736 UT, there was that North Korean pulsating jamming even before Voice of Freedom started at 0753. It took them only one day to realize the change of frequency. Ron Howard still keeps an ear on the only two existing shortwave frequencies from Malaysia. But on December 5th, 9835 Sarawak FM was still absent, checked at 1045 UT, and also at 0850 UT, still silent on December 8th, while YFM was heard as usual on 11665. Thanks to Sergio Doria Partamian in Brazil for this tip about Radio Mali 5995. He says after some weeks off the air, it's again being reported in French, December 2nd at 2200, by his friend Antonio Ribeiro da Mota in Sao Paulo as well. Morning broadcast normally starts at 0555, but when I tuned in December 3rd, they were already on the air, mixing some French and Bambara. Manuel Memeth and I then reconfirmed the weekly English broadcast from Mali, Saturday, December 3rd, starting about 1851. I had to listen via the remote in the Canary Islands, but very hard to understand due to the heavy accents of the announcers. Manuel Mendes says it was called English Magazine, lasting a bit past 1900. Via Peter Laws, IRCADX monitor, this from Tim Hall in California, December 1st, for Mexican radio fans. XEBS 1410, simulcasting co-owned XEPH 590. Helpful to trying to identify them, since 1410 gets out very well, and is the only Mexican station left on that frequency. These are both in Mexico City. But there are three other Mexicans still on 590. Mexico's last shortwave station, XEPPM, has been off the air lately, from 6185. It used to be audible all night, at least until 10 UT. We hope this is only temporary, but nothing is specifically known. Stephen Lewis in Texas says, as I recall, November 30th was the last time I heard it on the air, and it's still missing as of December 8th. Voice of Nigeria is supposedly on the air from 06 UT on 7254.9, more or less. Sometimes it's on for part of the period, sometimes no show at all. I was hearing a carrier at 10 over 9 December 7th at 0722, but it was just barely modulated. Something's always abysmal at Abuja. The Media Magazine, you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2168. Many thanks for generous financial support this week from Doug Brown in London, Ontario, who sent a check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. This also helps cover our expenses for worldofradio.com. All of these a non-commercial public service. We keep anticipating KOKC 1520 Oklahoma City to resume 50 kilowatts directional covering most of the western U.S. at night. But still not yet. They've been granted another extension to their special temporary authority to operate non-directionally with 10 kilowatts day and night, according to latest info via NRC DX News. Well, anyway, it's no longer a music station, KOMA, but far-right talk. Reception at night here in Enid, barely 100 kilometers away, is crummy. Via remote in Italy, I happen to have up-to-check World of Radio. I also tuned to 756, in case I could hear that new Algerian on that frequency. But instead, I was hearing a boogie-woogie song in English. That proved to be the first program from Romania, Radio Romania Actualitatea, as listed with 400 kilowatts, confirmed by paralleling it to a weaker one on 945. That was December 2nd at 21:35. By the way, Actualitatea has a cedilla under the last T, which means it's pronounced TS. If you can't make that, you need to respell it with a TS. In Rust DX, we continue to see a number of items which are obviously fallout from the war on Ukraine, but hardly identified specifically as such. Recall that in early November, Disney announced the beginning of liquidation of its film distribution department in Russia. By November 9th, most employees of the Russian representative office of Disney were fired, and the rest were based at headquarters in Russia, doing the rest of the work before suspending operations in the country. The company's website in the .ru domain stopped working in October. This, by the way, is quoted in translation from VK.com. And now it refers to info from the Telegram channel MASH. Disney has been curtailing its activities in Russia and will stop renewing rights to the brand and content of the TV channel. The Disney TV channel will stop broadcasting in Russia on December 14th. We continue to enjoy the weekly Encore program produced by Bryce Avery at Radio Tumbril and broadcast via WRMI. It's an excellent hour of classical music, a wide variety from the familiar to the unfamiliar. There are playlists at the website www.tumbril.co.uk. The times on WRMI are UT Friday at 0200 on 5850, UT Sunday at 0100 on 5850, Monday 0300 on 5950, and Tuesday 1300 on 15770. There are also several times on Channel 292 in Germany, which you'll find on his website. Why am I mentioning this right now? Because I filed it alphabetically under Scotland Non. About all I can hear from Solomon Islands when I check after 07UT on 5020 is a just barely audible carrier. Ron Howard in California actually listens to the station, for example, on December 5th after 09:33 UT, SIBC, Voice of the Nation. Another good day with no Cuban interference from 5025. At 10:01, there was Calliope music introducing news and sports in Pidgin about the passing of the previous president of the PRC, Jiang Zemin, but mentioning American aid to the Solomon Islands of $850 kilodollars to improve water, sanitation, and hygiene. At 10:46, sports in Pidgin with many sound bites of some goals made at the World Cup. At 1100, ID with frequencies, followed by some news and sports, but in English. He says it was nicely semi-readable via Ralph Bender, SAQ, the Alex Anderson alternator station in Sweden, on VLF 17.2 kHz CW, plans another broadcast the morning of Saturday, December 24th. A Christmas message in CW will be aired at 08UT. It'll start tuning up and on the air at 0725, also with a live stream on YouTube. And I hope that will be available later since this is in the middle of our night. Their ham station will also be active, SK6SAQ. Much more details at www.alexander.n.se. We continue to enjoy trying to figure out what the Voice of Turkey is talking about in heavily accented English during the hour at 23UT on 5960. On December 3rd, it sounded like firsts of Anatolia, but the subject was forests. Later, there was a segment sounded like whipping pile, and then it sounded like gripping files. Never did figure out what they were trying to say, but it was about how to sleep soundly. On December 5th, Feeling Supreme sounded like it was about raw ovens. What? No, it was raw almonds, the nuts. Sometimes it's sign-on or sign-off. They give all the wrong times and frequencies for the A season instead of the B season. Richard Langley reports, for the first time in a while, the English version of Ukraine security issue was broadcast just after 01 UT 4 December over the Radio Ukraine International Channel via Radio Baltic Waves International. 1386 Lithuania is heard via remote, followed by an episode of the English magazine program Ukraine Global or Ukraine Global Context. In communication of the British DX Club, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria updates us on the medium wave situation in Ukraine. 26 November from midnight 1, news in Ukrainian confirmed on 873, 1386 Lithuania, and 1404 kHz. No trace on 657 or 1278. When I am in Sofia in the southern Balkans, the signal on 873 is strong, but when I am in the north, it is tiny. Mike Terry forwards a story from radiotoday.co.uk, December 8th. BBC Director General shares his thoughts on a future internet-only BBC. Tim Davies suggested the future of BBC is IP-based, with broadcast radio and TV being switched off. The BBC needs to move to an internet future with greater urgency and operate with fewer brands. December 4th at 1541 on 13927 USB, I heard Mars Radio contacting Aircraft 02. Don Moman in Alberta explains, these are volunteer Mars stations, so location may change depending on who is on shift. They provide phone patch and other services. See marsradioglobal.us. And Don says he hosts a remote receiver for them. Mike Terry forwards a Radio World story by James Careless on December 3rd, where VOA's broadcast infrastructure stands today. There is a major project underway to increase shortwave capability at the Kuwait transmitting station, in addition to a new antenna added a couple of years ago, adding antennas and transmitters to provide additional coverage of Africa. But a global rebuild or expansion of VOA's shortwave infrastructure is not in the cards. About World of Radio scheduling on WRMI. Since they've started relaying Voice of Indonesia on 7780 at 08 UT, our new 0830 Friday broadcast is only on 5010 and 5850. It seems they've been off the air lately after 15 UT on 9955. So that leaves World of Radio out in the cold at 1530 Friday, but I suppose it's still on the webcast. And I'm not sure if that's a permanent change. Another World of Radio broadcast has been canceled. We were there for a few weeks. UT Monday at 0130 on 5950. WRMI has reactivated transmitter 4 on 4980 to carry WRMI Legends at 02 to 05 UT. As heard December 7th, the night before, it was on the air also much later with the Overcomer Ministry Brother Scare, abbreviated TOMBS. Richard Langley heard a new classical music program on WRMI, 15770, Sunday at 1930 UT, December 4th. He'd started to record that frequency, and it was the second half of an hour-long program with a medical doctor who is also a cellist and lover of classical music, music and medicine. However, it was not supposed to start until January 1st, Sundays at 19 UT. George McClinic updates us on the situation at WTWW. This is what he told me on December 2nd. Transmitter number 2 is ready to run at 100 kilowatts. Number 1 may be 85 kilowatts. But the power modules on number 2 were burnt to hell. There was a massive cooling water leak spilled all over the floor. U.S. shortwave stations are supposed to pay a frequency coordination fee each season, but this was not done by WTWW. There may be about $200 kilodollars behind, with 25% penalties building up. This does not go directly to FCC, but to the U.S. Government General Fund. Any purchaser would have to clear that debt. And then on December 30, sent me a list of at least 16 tasks, priority work that needs to be done. Ben Cobb reports, Parable Broadcasting Company is the applicant for WPBC, an international broadcast station in Batavia, Illinois. This unmanned and rarely visited station, according to Parable, will be broadcasting Christian broadcasts in Illinois and all over the world. Parable also applied for an experimental radio service license, as reported in Issue 6 of experimentalradio.news. The company has now responded to an objection filed against this experimental application. Parable claims, among other things, the two applications are unrelated. And he provides the World of Radio I.O. Group a link to the new filing at FCC. UT December 8th, Earl Higgins in St. Louis has a news flash for the IRCA Group. If anyone needs KATL 770, Miles City, Montana, they're blasting in over WABC here with top 40 and pop music. I think this could reach deep into eastern North America, most likely on full day, power of 10 kilowatts, non-directional. I last caught them at sunset in 1992. A great chance to bag Montana. So I checked a few hours later at 0730 UT, and there they were, top 770, but WABC is not really a factor here. It was identifying as so many great songs. 77 KATL. In NRC DX News, this strange situation at WFME 1560, the family radio station in New York City. They've been granted an extension of their special temporary authorization, which is non-directional 2,500 watts day and night during these hours, Monday through Friday at 06 to 19 local. And they are 10 kilowatts non-directional at all other times. Using a tower with slant wire feed at WNSH and WFMU, the reduced power is due to blanketing interference at a nearby school. Tim Tromp informs us that he is now hosting what had been known as Barry McLarnon's Canada-US AM Station Info Search Page, or TOPAZ. It's a really useful site for identifying stations. Tim says he's not making any changes, but there is a new bookmark. amdxer.com/AMBC/. The latest update on Radio Vanuatu monitoring. As of December 6th, we were still hearing at least carriers from their second and third harmonics on 7890 and 11835 after 07 UT. But the next night, December 7th, they were still on 7260 after 07 UT, so none of those harmonics. Ron Howard agrees at 0659 they did not change frequencies, still on 7260 when last checked at 1035. And there was a heterodyne and interference seemed to be from a Chinese station slightly off frequency. And on December 8th, Ron Howard says, almost nonstop listening to 7260 from 0710 to 1020, a very good day, well above normal reception. There was news and sports in Bislama, PSAs for mental health and other things, programming in the Bislama language, and this time, no interference from China. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field expected to be unsettled to active. And KNSC is only 5 and 2 through December 16th, but then peaking at 20 and 5 on these dates, December 22nd, 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. Solar flux dropping from 140 December 10th to a low of 110 December 16th to 19th. And back up to 135 by December 31st. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations broadcasting World of Radio. Glenn Hauser here, concluding edition number 2168, with a standard disclaimer.